The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
She goes into the back. And who are you, stranger?
Well, I'm on a bit of a journey, and from what I've heard, you might be the wise person to be able to assist me. I'm looking for a friend of mine who came through here recently. No, maybe not so recently anymore, but are you familiar with... how do you pronounce his name? Dovin?
Dovin.
Dovin?
Dovin.
Oh, you knew Dovin?
Yes, he was actually a great mentor of mine.
I always wondered what happened to him.
I was actually in the process of investigating this. I received a letter from him a couple months
mentor,
back.
Mentor, you say?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was he some kind of teacher or something?
Oh,
what did he teach?
I studied a lot in the ways of wrestling and...
where are you from,
the
son?
Melee combats. From the mountains.
Son.
From the mountains.
Wow, he's blinder than I am.
You look kind of young to be out and about.
Well, I am a little, but I'm actually a lot more wise than most, so... I'm off to find my mentor.
Well, I don't think we're going to find much anything.
Who's your mentor again?
I'm in the loading screen.
Oh, no, you knew Dovin.
Yes, absolutely. When did you last see Dovin?
Been some time now, really. I kind of lose track of days.
Understandable. They kind of blend together. But what do you remember?
What was he asking me about? That's right. He had a question about that old burial site southwest of here.
Oh, it's southwest of here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And do you know the spot exactly?
Oh, yeah. I could
drive it.
That would be fantastic. Was there anything specific about this burial site you talked to him about, or just was it location?
He thought a dragon might be buried there. I told him that was probably just a, wives' tales,
Well, wives do have their tales.
But he wouldn't hear of it. He insisted that he go check it out, of course.
Yeah, that's dope and very strong-willed.
Well, I gave him directions and, something of a historian of the area. Dovin. I wonder what ever happened to him.
This is what I'm trying to find out. Was there anything else about the conversation that
you still
had? Anything else important that might come to mind?
We need to get you a faster computer.
Well, let's see. He came here and... he came here and asked me, about the burial site.
It was only $30 a month. Come on, dude.
He said thank you, bought me another drink, and I've seen him since then, actually.
Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate it. Enjoy your drinks, and hopefully the remainder of your years treat you as well as they have to date.
No problem.
It's the wrong way for a city.
Hands out a very rudimentary map, Hands it over.
Kind of hard when I got resistance.
That was a good stretch.
Give me a perception check while you're in those of you in the bar.
You guys looking through Dovin's room.
Oh, finally it's loaded.
Yes, finally.
We need to get you on DSL.
Do not find anything out of the ordinary, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm not surprised that he wouldn't leave anything important behind, you know. You know Dovin.
Well, lock the room back up and then go back downstairs.
Sounds like a plan. Sorry, I need to upgrade my sound effects sound.
Is he still using General MIDI?
Yes, I am. Hey, General MIDI, it sounds awesome if you mix it right.
Yes, but yours is mixed right, so...
Yeah, what can I say? I've only got 16 sound fonts out of
only first level or mixers, yes.
No, really, come on.
Sounds like they get better. All right, what did you guys get on your perception?
Natural 20. All
right. 19.
I see everything.
Okay.
Becca gets a...
The
22.
Other people sort of that you pick out inside this place, other than the owner, Salvana, she's been referred to as Ilion, you see a sort of middle-aged gentleman, about probably 50s or 60s human, gray speckles of gray in his hair, and he's wearing this... he's wearing the white and gold robes of Telor. Of Telor. No, not of the Chantry.
I can't help it. White and gold.
Stupid Chantry.
Yeah. And he's sitting there. He's got a book open on the bar, and he's flipping through it, and then he has a goblet of something that he takes a sip from now and again.
Surreptitiously peek and look at the book.
And you see another figure sitting alone in a back corner. Can't really see their face, but they seem to be nursing a drink and not talking to anybody or trying to really socialize at all.
I say, that's quite rude.
Okay. I'm going to wander over to the bar with the gentleman in the fancy robes.
Uh-huh.
I'll take a seat beside him.
Like, honest to your house.
This is some fine raiments you have there, good sir.
Hmm? Oh.
Your raiments, they're very nice.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Is there, forgive my ignorance, is there a significance to them?
They're just clothes.
I didn't know if maybe the color combination or the style was important in some way, and I obviously I'm not from around here. I didn't want to be discourteous and disrespectful in any ways.
Oh, no, I'm just a sage around here.
Oh, okay. What's the reading?
I prefer following the teachings of Telor and the ways of knowledge, but you know.
Okay.
I'm not a practicing preacher or anything like that.
Ah, I see. Well, study is always a good thing.
These things are just comfy.
They look it. They definitely look it. Oh, is that some study material you have there?
Oh, yep. Just going through with some of the books in my library.
Oh, what's this one?
Oh, this is just some history about the king over, or the king of the coasts family over in Kyrum.
Hmm. Sounds very interesting.
Yep.
I don't suppose, I have a question. You may not know the answer. I'd heard rumor of a burial site of some sort nearby. Does your book say anything about that? If you're the scholar, sage.
There's a graveyard burial site.
Something about I heard rumor of a dragon burial site or something.
I think
like that.
There was I heard about some place to the southwest of here that's been associated with an ancient dragon before. I have no firsthand knowledge of it. I've heard legends of it, I've read here and there, but I've never been there, never heard of it. I've never seen any evidence that it's true.
I guess a 13 isn't bad for an intelligence, is it? I'm playing my guy a little stupid.
Wasn't quite sure if maybe one of your books had some reference or some sort of a historical knowledge of what it might be, what might be there, maybe some knowledge of the current status of that location or anything?
Maybe. I could take a look through my stuff. Who are you anyway?
I'm in search of a dear friend of mine, a mentor of sorts.
Uh-huh.
And he's been kind of missing for a couple of months. He went on a little bit of a personal expedition, if you will, to discover the truth or disprove the rumors, one way or the other, of this ancient dragon burial site, and he haven't been heard from in since. So, wondering what's going on with that and what might have befallen my dear friend.
I think I
What do you look like? Give a description.
Yeah, just kind of brief.
You know, I think I saw him around here probably a couple weeks back now.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen him since. He didn't talk to me, so.
All right, well,
I saw him talking with Elion over there. So,
yeah, I spoke with Elion a little bit, and he was nice enough to give me the general location, although kind of rudimentary drawing. Mm-hmm. But if you could find something in one of your books, I would greatly appreciate some historical or current knowledge of the area.
I can look through it. No problem.
Fantastic.
It's just kind of nice to, you know, see someone else is interested. You know, a lot of people come out here just looking at the old keep, or, you know, talking about the Knollwood up north. But
I find so often that knowledge is undervalued and overlooked, and so I really appreciate your wealth and willingness to assist us in this. So.
No problem. Oh, I'm Valthrun.
Valthrun, excellent.
I live in the tower. If you go outside and just look east, west. Directions aren't my thing. West of here, just look at the tower. That's where I live. I live in town, the tower in town.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck in your studies.
Thank you. I'll see what I've got. Stop by over there, and we'll see what I can. Give me a couple days. You know, I'll see what I can find.
Thank you.
Well, I'm gonna go give the key back to the innkeeper, or innkeepess, or I always wonder is there a male and female term, or is there an androgynous term? I'm gonna go take the key back to the innkeeper.
And
see if I can get myself a room for the night.
No, I was going downstairs and I'd ask for a room, but they all sound full.
Go in. And the key. Thank you for letting us look.
Oh, it's no problem. He wasn't like dead inside or anything, was he?
No. He wasn't dead in there.
I hate when that happens.
Does that happen often?
No, but I hear stories.
Okay.
What stories? You know, the big city, like over in Cameron, to the east of here.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't happen here.
Oh, no. We're fairly quiet out here. Well, except for the occasional gnoll raid and those frog guys, too.
Yeah. Next time I see one of those, I'm going to keep their legs.
Hey, Valthrun, what are those frog guys called? Bullywugs.
Oh. Is that what they're called? Bullywugs. Those things are nasty. I don't like them.
Did you see some?
Yeah, we squashed some on the road on the way here. They were gross. But anyways, I do apologize. I digress. Can we get a room? Or do you have any rooms available, I guess we should ask?
Well, my good rooms are all kind of taken. I got a few sort of not-so-great rooms on this level, behind the kitchen.
Okay.
Where's the kitchen?
Let's see. Well, there's only two males, so we
really,
need...
they're nothing fancy. So.
Well, we'll need one room for the men, and how many beds are actually in the rooms?
Well, there's one bed in each room.
Okay. You know, well, I'll just sleep on the floor then.
No, I can't let you sleep on the floor. I'll sleep on the floor.
I have a bedroll.
That's fine. So do I. But I cannot, in good conscience, let someone else sleep.
I'll take the bed
on hardships while I lounge.
You guys are gonna have your own room. There's three women and two guys.
You said you ran into the frog guys. You might talk to Lord Padre. He's the lord of the area. Mm-hmm. He might want to hear about that.
I will go inform him at once.
For a while,
okay.
So.
All right. But we will need
this.
One
just saying, you look like the adventurer type, and he's willing to pay. So.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I'm off.
We need one room.
Where is Lord Padre? Which way?
And we'll need at least one room for the women.
All right. I can handle that. There'll be a. Oh, we'll just do it a copper a night.
Bella. Thank you, and her silver piece, because that's the smallest size we have.
How about I just keep track of this until you guys?
That's fine.
Because I don't want to give it up.
she's like real silver. Never mind the fact that she's holding the rest of my money, which is like 24 gold.
What?
24 gold, 9 silver. Money.
She goes over to her desk and she rifles around something. She pulls out this wand and goes like this.
True sense, to make sure it's a true coin.
No, more likely trying to make sure that this coin is accepted in this region.
Oh. Well, if not, I would have found something else.
Sorry, we don't take lira here.
Okay, well, where's your money exchanger?
Here's a copper.
A lot of feudal lords around here coin their own money.
So. Of course. That's understandable. Well, I'll get the keys. I'll hand the key to Bella. This is the one for you, your room, for you three.
Has the guy that's been sitting in the corner by himself done anything? Or is he still just...
Are you asking someone this, or just...
No, I just kind of... Again? As... I keep an random eye over there, just observe.
She's happy, isn't she?
Not really interacting. Just, has he done anything besides sit there and nurse his drink?
He's even got the little nurse up.
No, whoever it is, they're just sitting there. And
as long as it's not a pig in a sombrero, we're fine.
They've got their hood up, so you can't see their face. And they just occasionally scan back and forth over the crowd, or over the people inside. Other than that,
we should probably find out where Wentz's name is.
Alright, now, you're just walking out the door, right?
Of course.
Alright.
Message for you, sir!
Fuck. You go walking out the door, and... Basically, you can either go south or go back out the gate.
Well, if he's a lord, he's obviously in some sort of impressive building.
Which would be probably in the walled-off area to the north of you.
Ah, well, that would be the area to go to.
You follow the road sort of through town into the south, and you see what you would take as the market square. A few people have stalls set up, and they're hawking various wares here and there. There are, you see some stables behind it. There is a building in the square that has a hand-painted sign on it that says Berwin's Grand Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E, so it's Chopé.
What is he, French?
There is a squat building on the north end of the square that's got smoke billowing out of the roof, a chimney in the roof, and you hear clang, clang, clang coming from inside. Beyond that is more of the city, but you can see just beyond that is a sort of across the road from that is a squat tower. And then next to that is another gatehouse and an interior wall.
I love that shirt.
Okay.
Cephalopod.
I always liked McFulu's over a billion eaten.
As you come out, looking through the square, various people milling about. A rather well-dressed man, flanked by two guards, is talking to by two men with halberds. Is talking with a woman in the square. In fact, you look at her and she's very thin and kind of short. Looks like an elf. Mm-hmm. They talk for a moment, and he says something to her, and he turns and starts heading towards the with his two men in tow towards the inn. He goes past you, he has the floppy hat. He takes off and goes, "Hello, sir! You seem new to this area."
Yes, I, of course, return a humble bow.
Are you a man-at-arms, or are you a merchant of some kind?
I am a dragonborn adventurer who has come with his compatriots to purge this evil of area and find our good friend, Dove.
Evil of area?
Evil of the area, I think, is what he's...
Good luck to you, then.
And you are?
Oh, I'm Lord Padraig.
I'm looking for you.
These are my lands.
I'm looking for you.
Well?
Apparently someone in the tavern said that you had an interest in ridding the area of the Bullywugs.
Oh, you have no idea.
No, I believe I do. I felt reality ripple when I killed one.
Yes, that's weird, isn't it? I've been trying to get people around here to get rid of those things for weeks, for months at this point. They vex me. The villagers refuse to recognize the seriousness of this problem. I'm just speechless. I don't know what to do about it.
Well, I will take up the call to arms and put this threat to an end with my compatriots.
Oh, there are others.
Volunteers.
Yes, as I said, I came here with my four adventuring compatriots.
That's fabulous. Well,
I just feel it's a disturbance in the force. I have to go
around
find
for,
him now.
A couple months now. Something is stirring them up. They've always been around here and there, but something is like organizing them. I don't know, because they've never really gone after. They're very coordinated on attacks on the road, that sort of thing.
Yes,
you know?
We encountered that firsthand. It was dire indeed.
Not for you. You weren't the one that got the crap kicked out of him.
It's a good thing you're not there.
Be like, dire for you. All you did was spend half the time on your ass.
I'm assuming you're staying at the inn.
Yes, which is now 2 feet behind me.
Well, yes. I could go in for a drink. Would you join me for a drink?
I would love to, my lord.
Please. The guards come up. They open up the door. He walks in first. As he walks in, several people get up and doff their hats and bow at him and go, yes, hello, my lord. Hello, hello, hello. He walks over to a table as one waitress is cleaning it off thusly. Ow. And he sits down and goes,
all right.
Yes. Salvana, two cups of your finest, one for me and one for my good friend here.
It's time to find something else to do, because he's about to spot a bunch of bull crap.
Balthrun at the bar just goes, puts his book, closes his book, and walks out. A waitress brings him a nice brass goblet.
Have you noticed the man in the corner?
Mm-hmm. Any perception check?
Twenty-three.
Okay, that's not a man.
Oh, I'm sorry, 25. Oh, that's an 11.
It's not a man.
No, I'm sorry.
Man,
no, 23.
Man.
23, sorry.
It's not a man.
It's still not a man.
What about her?
If it's a man, that man's got boobs.
Exactly. I suggest you go over and acquaint yourself with them.
With them? Why would I want to be acquainted with them? She's like 3 feet taller than me.
Well, where are you from?
Go buy her a drink.
I was hatched in a mighty fine rookery of my compatriots, where I was taught history, valor, and chivalry.
Oh. So you're from noble blood, obviously.
Yeah, really.
Oh, of course.
Dragons are all noble blood, I know.
Oh, you are so wise to have noticed that.
I was schooled in the colleges of Kyrim.
Oh, I've heard good things about them. Only the highest quality are accepted.
I served in the court of the king of the king of the coast himself.
Oh, fantastic! How was that?
It was amazing. He bequeathed these lands to me and my family 7 generations ago. Well, not him directly, but his family, of course. And he starts going off into a history of the lands.
That's fine. I apparently have an interest in history.
I certainly do now.
Well, no, I'm trained in history.
It was bequeathed to me and my family. So I spend some of my time in the capital and some of my time here, and lately, I spent most of my time here because of the
bullywugs.
The bandits, you know, the bullywugs on the road, and foul things.
Well, we will, of course, remove the problem for you. Do you happen to know where they might be centralized, or any ideas? Have any of your scouts proved useful?
As a matter of fact, they have, actually.
Oh!
Yes.
You have the ability to find talent of the highest quality.
They have a lair to the east and south of here, behind some waterfall of some kind.
Southeast waterfall.
Just follow the river for a distance and come to a waterfall.
I will have
the river widens out and becomes very shallow.
I will have my ranger lead the way.
Ah, well. You seem to have a lot of men at your call.
Well, she is a female of the highest quality, despite her half-elven heritage.
Well, I will, of course, pay you and your friends for your time and trouble. And anything, of course, you find in the foul beast lair is yours, even if it did belong to some of the people here, they understand.
You are
I
so
will make
gracious.
Them understand, of course.
You're the utmost grief. Mm.
Yes. Well, I try.
Your land is lucky to have.
Oh, yes, yes it is.
So I walk over to the lady in the corner who's by herself.
Okay.
Good day to you, m'lady. I have been asked to come over and offer to buy you a drink.
Go away. Leave me alone.
That bad, huh? Mm. Yeah. I see. Well, if you wish to have a drink bought for you, please feel free to let me know. I will do so. And I will turn around and trundle off.
All you have to say to him is go away.
I don't ever bother you, so.
Just curious.
In case what?
In case I ever want you to go away.
I don't need a tank right now. Go away.
Fine. Go deal with that dragon by yourself. Good luck to you.
Oh, this is Dragon Age. Dragons are laughable.
Yeah.
I only ever lose one person in a dragon fight, and that's my dog. After that, I beat the thing to pulp.
Wow. Yeah, apparently, your dragons are not as easy. Or not as hard as ours are, because ours are, like, frickin' nasty.
The one on the mountain, I just chuckled at that thing. I'm like, yeah. That's a cute dragon.
It died.
Yeah, I haven't done that one yet. So.
Plymouth beat the ever-loving shit out of me.
She took down my dog, and I took that very personally.
Apparently
the dog
so.
Dog is awesome. Just want to say
Shale
that.
Is awesome. The Shale dog is, the dog is cool. Yes. Shale is awesome.
Do you have Shale?
No, I do not.
You don't have the DLC? Shale's you should have got it when you bought the copy.
Only if I bought the deluxe copy for the PC.
No, the standard copy came with Shale. The deluxe copy of the collector's edition came with a bunch of other stuff. But Shale, you get a form, and you're looking at your stuff. You have a little DLC.
It's okay. I never needed a tank anyway.
Shale.
He's pretty sweet.
She.
Shale.
Shale's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's a she.
Yeah, Shale's a she.
Yes, I know.
I haven't got that far yet.
And he hates birds.
What's that? Does it hear the flapping of wings? There must be birds nearby.
Okay. So when you first find him and you awaken him as you're walking out of town, he trails behind because it's a chicken.
And he looks at it
and goes back to your guys who are walking ahead. Then you hear this. Looks back, there's just this blood mess on the ground. And he looks up at you and just goes. Shale's
awesome. I used to be 10 foot tall, but the master's wife took a disliking to that. Well, so he had me shrunk. Well, how do you shrink a golem?
With a
hammer and a chisel. It's like, ouch.
Anyway.
But, I digress. Well, she doesn't... I'll walk back up to Bella. Bella? Oh, she's loading.
Yes, she's loading right now.
Look at the percentage bar go.
I'll go ahead and gather my ranger and my... Oh, God. Build on it. I have our first quest.
Uh-oh.
We have to rid the air of the Bullywug menace.
Bella, she told me to go away.
What was she wearing?
Does that be a passive perception?
No, it'd be perception check. Your passive perception is basically the difficulty that's set for me.
23. Again.
From the low light and whatnot, she was just wearing a...
Dwarf. Low light doesn't really bother us, does it?
That's true. Thank you for reminding me. She was wearing a dark cloak, and underneath it was...
I'll just describe whatever she's wearing.
And tassels.
Wearing tassels and nothing else.
Yes.
A belt.
Ew.
Made of gold. That had all these little things hanging off of it. They made a lot of sound when she moved. She was breathing real heavy, and I don't know why.
Whoa.
I don't get these women of, these human women. They're weird. Was she human? Or was she elven or a legend?
Elven.
She was elven. Okay.
But she had, it looked like she was wearing a dark cloak, and close at hand to her was a longbow.
Yeah, she's armed.
She had a longsword on her hip.
Probably a ranger of some sort, judging from the bow. You know, our ranger uses a bow. Sounds like something that, you know, most elves would be interested in, would be being a ranger, I guess. You'd know more about that. Do most elves become rangers? Is that like a normal thing?
Maybe.
Why do you say that every time I ask a question? How am I supposed to learn if I don't ask?
Maybe I should go talk to her.
That might be a good idea.
Have at it.
Offer to buy her a drink, and I'll toss the coin she tossed to me to you.
Okay, that could be awkward.
Buy you a drink. What? Women don't buy women drinks? Men buy men drinks.
I love you, man!
Doors buy doors drinks all the time.
I told you.
What would be the difference here?
That I don't know.
It's not like you're asking if they want a cup of coffee.
So, Michael,
want a cup of coffee? Guys, let me get the webcam out.
Hang on, let me help pay for college.
Hang on, let me turn on my computer.
Gonna go
and get
talk
the camera.
To the girl in the corner.
Because she's an elf. Maybe the elf can talk to her.
Okay, so you walk over to the elf in the corner.
So that dwarf bothered you, huh?
Please leave me alone. I just came here to have a drink in peace.
I could get you another drink.
What about leave me alone? Do you not understand?
Je parle en français.
What do you want?
I'm not entirely sure. For some reason, everyone wants to talk to you, so I came over to talk to you.
There, you've got me. Now you can go away.
Do you know Dovin? That guy? You know, he's like my mentor and stuff.
No, I don't know a Dovin.
Okay, I'm going to describe...
Anything else?
I'm going to describe him to her.
Doesn't ring any bells.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you positive?
Go away.
Why?
Because I just want to be left alone.
Well, what's wrong?
That is none of your business.
Well, you know, sometimes talking to strangers isn't so bad.
Yes, but I don't want to talk to strangers. You may go away now.
Do you have friends?
I have many friends.
You don't have any friends.
Go away.
Fine.
I'm mad.
Maybe that was the bad idea. Okay.
Here's your coin back.
I'm not going over there.
Yeah. Okay.
Where's the dragonborn? He's charismatic.
He's chatting it up with the board right now.
Hobnobbing with noble.
With the noble. I'm just not very smart.
What's your intelligence?
9.
Oh! Okay. What's your wisdom?
17.
Okay, so you're wise, but not smart. So it's like, yeah, I won't be doing that again.
Smarts. Like, maybe we shouldn't go down this dark alley with the two red beady eyes in the back. I don't know what that is, but I don't want to find out. Where someone with a low wisdom's like, ooh, shiny.
There's red eyes down there. Let's go see what it is. Oh, look, it's a fire-breathing dragon.
Uh-oh.
Let's go down this dark hallway all by myself.
Let's split up from the party.
Ooh, I know. You guys go that way. We'll go this way.
How about we'll go this way, you go that way.
Okay.
Splat.
Wait a minute. So with her luck, it's you guys go this way and splatter. Like, guys?
Whereas the person with the wisdom of 19 goes, how about we don't go down the way towards the dragon's lair? This isn't Dragon
Age.
We can't kick a dragon's ass.
Says something to one of his guards who leaves early on in their conversation. After about 20 minutes or so, that guard comes back with a scroll case, hands it to Lord Padraig, opens it, dumps it out, and tosses the scroll case at his guard, who
rapidly catches it,
puts it on his belt. He unrolls this map and he goes, "All right." He moves some of the cups out of the moves the goblet, and lays the map out, and goes, "Okay, here is Kynrum."
I'm fine.
I just caught my belt chain on the
wall. He goes, "Okay, here is Kynrum, right here, okay. North of Norwood, if you just go slightly to the west, and follow the Shanley River down, not very long, that's where the water swell is."
Very well.
About right there, very, very, very close. That's where the key. That's where the old castle is. The old key.
That's supposed to be something. We had this talk.
And Kynrum, obviously, to the
ranger. Do you have this memorized?
What?
What? Memorize this.
What? Okay, go ahead.
Oh dear.
Oh, and you walk.
Hi, I'm Kiriana.
I'm Lord Padraig. It's a pleasure to meet you. You're one of his employees. It's your friend.
Employees?
Yes, you're my employee.
Since when?
Would you prefer follower?
Yes, because I worship his every step.
I try to be modest.
I need to instill that in my people.
I try to be modest.
The sarcasm is lost on those who don't understand it.
Anyway,
you mean inbreeding?
I would explain so. No, that only happens in king's families. if you go slightly to the west, back to the river, and go south along the river. South along the river Shanyi. Yes.
Can you draw a map?
You can look at this map right here. You go down the river slightly until it widens out into a waterfall.
Waterfall.
Why don't you just print the map off and we'll take it with us?
To the right entrance.
I'll get one of my scribes to copy it down. It'll be ready in 6 to 8 months.
So I'm gonna be going to the right, and then
not very good, you know.
There's gonna be a waterfall.
Yes, you'll come upon a.
Is it a big waterfall or a little waterfall?
It's a fairly big waterfall.
Is there a lot of gushing at the bottom?
What happens with waterfalls? I take it.
Damn.
And what kind of a ranger are you?
Well,
the one with the really short attention span.
Yeah. Thanks. Is there shiny stuff this way? I mean, what's going on here? What's all this?
It's where my scouts have tracked bullywugs back to this place.
Ew, those things! I want to go after those things.
Well, I'm going to pay you, of course.
How much?
Well, I can afford to give you 100 gold.
A piece.
Well, no, not a piece.
We can.
That's a fortune.
I thought you were a lord.
I am a lord.
I have
about 200 gold? How about 200 gold?
100 gold, and you can keep whatever you find in.
150 gold.
I don't think your bargaining has been determined.
Your bargaining skills need some work.
Your master and I have already ironed out these.
Wait, what?
He's not our master.
So we have to go to this location.
That's after a waterfall. What's after the waterfall?
A cave.
I'm assuming there's a cave beyond the waterfall.
Have you been there?
No!
Oh,
heavens no! There are bullywugs there! Why would I go consort with slimy little frog things?
The little crude map that was drawn from it, does that show or correlate with anything on this larger map of the area?
Not really.
The map that
Podrick has is an older one that's obviously been done by an actual cartographer.
Can we borrow this map?
Heavens no.
Why don't we just go? It's fairly simple.
You go to the river and go south.
Yes, we follow the river and find the waterfall. How many can there be?
How many waterfalls are there on this journey?
It's just the one.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How do you know you haven't been there?
My scouts are very slow.
I apologize for her rudeness. She is half elven.
The little wanderlust there, you know.
Yes.
They are little.
And a little ADD. ADHD.
Anyway, yes. 100 gold pieces and keep whatever you find.
125.
You are so gracious.
As I said, your bargaining skills lack.
You could have negotiated higher.
First and foremost, you don't negotiate with nobility.
Why?
I'll explain it to you later when I have more patrons.
Explain when you're older.
Well, shall we?
So
considering we had no choice in the decision, I guess we should go.
It's hard to, because, I mean, he obviously, like, wrote it down on a piece of paper. It's like, here's the town, here's the road, here's the river.
What time is it?
It's getting late.
Maybe we should go tomorrow.
So it is
a wise idea.
Starting to descend at this point. It would be sort of 6 of 1.
I have more wisdom than
you. The burial site that he indicates doesn't really look like it's on. It's obviously it's not on the way. I believe I said it was
to the southwest.
Southwest.
Yes.
It's the opposite direction of where we're going. You do realize
it is. It's the same direction actually. Both are southwest of here. It's just one doesn't won't intersect with the other.
It's okay. He's nobility. He doesn't have to know directions.
Apparently, we don't have to either. Nobody can remember anything in this party.
Well, thank God we found a road.
There's 12 waterfalls and 2 bollywogs.
What?
Bollywogs? You mean bollywogs from India?
It seems that what he's saying. No, he said south and east. I meant south and west. I'm sorry. That this waterfall is further downriver from where this is, and it looks like the burial site is across the river.
Oh. Okay, so obviously we need
to. Sort of,
I'm just wishing.
Either one could be reached probably by midday tomorrow.
Okay, so
sort of depends on where you guys want
to
go.
Obviously, we need to aid the Lord with his bollywog issues.
Yes,
his and bullywog? Then we'll find the bollywogs. You mean bullywog?
Yes,
okay. The bollywog.
And then we will look for Dovin.
And then on the return trip, we can pause if time permits, and if not, we'll start in the morning.
Yes,
The bullywogs are a side quest, are they?
Yes. The right here it says it pays 100 gold. It's right here. Press L. It pulls it up. See.
So waiting for that World of Warcraft reference.
Right now the quest is yellow, so we better do that one. The Dovin quest is more like orange right now, so let's do the yellow one first.
Red for me.
Nerds.
God damn it, quit playing without me.
He's already levels 80 or 70, he can't go any further.
80.
80.
It depends which character you're talking about.
Alright.
Way beyond us.
So take the rest of the afternoon and gather whatever necessary equipment we need. Mm-hmm.
It's getting late in the day at this point, so I mean, yeah.
I think it's time to go to sleep.
I'm going to keep a passive eye on the elf in the corner. And I imagine she probably just drinks her drink and leaves.
Yep.
Okay.
She wasn't very social.
Why don't you follow her?
I'm a dwarf. I'm not a rogue.
Yeah, let's see. Me sneaking in chainmail. Yeah, good idea.
Ching, ching, ching. Ching, 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 ching.
Little
ching.
Little frond of leaves.
I'm a bush. Move along.
Forgot they're not bushes.
Forgot they weren't a hedge.
Yes, forgot they weren't a hedge. Alright. Well, unless anyone wants to go out and look in the market square or whatever.
How late is it?
It's getting close to... Probably close to... It's close to evening at this point.
Why don't we take these horrible armors, wash them, and then take the spears down to the blacksmith here and see if he can actually recover the materials or give us something for them?
I'm not opposed to that.
I'll take the spears. You guys can go wash the armor.
How noble of you.
Oh, I'm with her.
Right, so I'm going to go wash the armor. As best I can.
Okay. It's a dirty job.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho.
I don't whistle while I work.
It's all to where we go.
We'll go see if the blacksmith is still open.
Okay. There is still smoke billowing from his...
Is there cursing? Is there cursing coming?
Well, no, there's a clang, 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 clang coming from within.
I'll just walk in.
Occasionally punctuate with that...
It's open to the outside. It's a board. And you see a stout little dwarf in there, like, tang, 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 tang. Picks up this, looks to be a horseshoe.
Are there a lot of horses?
Tink, tink, tink. Hello.
Hello.
He speaks with a Cockney accent.
What you want?
We have some spears to dispose of. You interested in purchasing?
Well, I suppose, what you got? Put them on the table.
5 of them, are there?
Yeah. Clunk them down.
Yes. It takes 2 of us probably to haul them.
You probably shouldn't smell those or really ever.
Like, you get these from the bullywugs or something?
Yes. Probably just good for melting down.
Nine everything takes weeks to get the smell out. But yes, I will buy them off you if you're looking to sell them. I can at least melt the metal down and use it for something else, or shoes mainly.
Horses don't care.
No, they get trodden on anyway.
All right.
Right.
It's 10%, which would mean like a silver piece.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they sell for 10% rather than 50% in this edition?
Yeah. Nice. Only magic items.
Right. You got 5 of them. Oh. Lovely. Well, I'll give you a... now I can't smell you. I'll give you 5 silver for them. Yeah.
Chink. Thank you. Some friends of ours are bringing some... What are they, breastplates or just armor?
The leather armor.
Leather armor?
We actually would probably go to a leather worker, but we don't know who he is.
Is it metal armor?
No.
No, I won't. I don't need nothing that's not metal.
Do you know where we can take it?
Well, you'd probably take it to one of the merchants out in the square. But they're packing their things up right now. You probably have to go in the morning.
That's fine. Thank you.
No problem. If you need anything, basic or need something built, just come and talk to me about. Name's Thayer. Thayer Coolstriker. I need more
nice
meal.
Nice to meet you. I will leave. Did you want to say anything else to him?
No. Get the armor clean. The sun is obviously set has set by this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I guess we won't be taking the armor anywhere.
Not tonight.
No. Maybe tomorrow. Well...
I must be off. You know, it is getting late, and I have some nice dinner waiting for me. Perhaps if you are successful, I will invite you to dinner.
You are so kind.
I can't be inviting cool strangers into my house, you know.
Of course.
But it's a pleasure meeting you. He gets up. People get their head at him, and the two guards flank him, and he leaves.
I will do the administrator thing. Wait for the you know people who actually do something.
Come back after cleaning the armor. Chuck you the room key. Here's your copy of the room key. Oh, those head things. You don't have a head. You have, like, things, don't you?
He has whatever he wants, really.
Oh, really?
If he wants to have a frill, he can...
I picked for the silver dragon frill.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Well.
All right, well, assuming you guys...
I will go to rest.
Suppose I can dole out the silver... that I got for the spears. One
apiece. Excellent.
And now we don't have to carry them. Well, yeah, that's
work. Not the spears.
We don't have to carry them.
Well, that wasn't that big of a deal. I just bundled them all together and strapped them in my backpack and was just walking along with them. It made a cool sound when I walked out, you know, the ka-doom, ka-doom,
ka-doom, ka-doom. Let me go buy them back.
No. Because they'll cost 10 times more than what you got for them, so.
Well, he might not have done anything with them yet. They might still be sitting there. I'll just put the silver on the table and grab them. If you really want them.
Yeah, no.
I prefer the silver. Much more convenient and much more versatile.
And he's already asleep. Right, so I will go sleep for the evening. You're going to see if you wake up. Oh, you're going to see how you feel in the morning.
I'm waiting for the morning.
So I'll go to sleep.
Alrighty. Well, the night passes without any...
incident.
Incident.
And still happy, huh? He's certainly in one of his...
you made a new friend.
Another noble.
Alright. Morning arrives. At this point, I know you wanted to wrap up around 10, right?
She needs to go.
Okay. So, we'll be getting into an encounter here shortly, so I would say we'll wrap it up there rather than have to wrap it up in the middle of an encounter. And so that will be it for Keep on the Shadowfell Redux Session 1.
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present. A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. You can email the show at thousandmonkeysproductions@gmail.com. Visit our website to find our episode archives, our actual play, our main feed, as well as promos, links, and a gallery. You'll also find our RPG Now Pick of the Week, our Amazon Pick of the Week, and you can even go through some of our snippet review episodes. We are also shameless, and if you wish to donate some money to the wonderful Gen Con Fund, or just give money to the show in general, there is also a donate button on our site via PayPal. So visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven is part of the Vorpal Network. The Gamers Haven podcast and Thousand Monkeys Productions and CantCon are copyright by Ethan Parker. Gamers Haven is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music for the show is provided by Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. Other music is used with permission under license. Just like Bruce Campbell.